Welcome back to Catch the Flavor Youth Radio here on Radio Regent. I'm your host for the second half, Judy Pham. Islamophobia is always in the news these days. So what is Islamophobia? How do we address it in our community? And how do we become allies for our Muslim brothers and sisters? Tonight, we are in-house with two guests who are talking about how the community of Regent Park is responding. Tasma Suleiman is an Afro-Canadian Muslim change leader completing a docu-series about Islamophobia in partnership with Regent Park Focus. Kevin Moore is a Regent Park Community Ministry affiliate and is associated with the United Church of Canada. Tasma and Kevin, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Can you please tell us, what's your definition of Islamophobia for people who may not understand what it is?
I'll let Tuzma go first.
Okay, so my definition of Islamophobia is the discrimination and the ostracization and the sensationalization of Muslims in Canada, and also the incorporations of negative connotations with people who follow the Islamic faith.
Wow, that was a great definition. I think what I would say is that the word Islamophobia contains the word phobia, which means fear. And I think we fear what we do not know. And I think for many Canadians, the hatred that gets hurled at many different groups, and certainly people of the Muslim faith are not are one of the most prevalent in that category. They are afraid. They don't understand who Muslims are. They don't understand what their faith teaches. They don't understand the contribution they make to our society in Canada and here in Regent Park even. And so their fear leads them to throw hatred at other people and marginalize. And we end up weaker as a society because of it.
So can you grounded in an example, something like a subtle example of what Islamophobia is, because we know what violence looks like. Mm-hmm. What about in dialogue and conversation?
Islamophobia is just the, like, in like one huge example is just like recently in the news, there's been like due to the political climate, there's been a lot of anti-Islamic bills passed. The Harper government did pass them. Slowly, Justin Trudeau is addressing these really horrible acts, like the Anti-Terrorism Act and like other acts under Bill C-51. But Islamophobia right now, I think, is like right now what the biggest thing is the use of terrorism and the automatic assumption that all Muslims are terrorism and the negative impacts on the Muslim community.
Yeah, I think we've seen people leverage this fear politically. Certainly Donald Trump in the States is an example of someone who called for a complete Muslim ban and then preventing people from certain countries from entering the United States. Here in Canada, we certainly saw in the last election talk about barbaric cultural practices, and we, in the most recent conservative leadership campaign, there have been some candidates, some have come out strongly the other way, but certainly there have been some candidates who have played on this fear and on this Islamophobia and figure that that's a path to electoral victory, and I don't think it is, but they certainly want to leverage that fear. And here on the ground, we've seen it at the mosque on Dundas Street, just near the bus depot. We saw people picketing there. We see people going to City Hall every weekend, the group called the Soldiers of Odin, to protest. We've seen in the Peel region tremendous fear and public hysteria over reasonable accommodation in the school, over Friday prayers. So it's manifest itself in a lot of ways, and certainly here on the ground, I know we're going to get to the event we're holding, but we actually have people here in our community that have been attacked because they are Muslim, and that's just beyond my comprehension growing up in this country and always being told that we were a fair-minded and open and inclusive society. People are actually being attacked because they wear a hijab or something similar.
So why is it important for us to discuss it now as opposed to before? What's changed?
I think now, because of the acts that have been passed and because, like, Donald Trump did have a big play on it and the media as well, I think it's more overt. Like, at this point, I think it's the worst it's been in years. Not to say Islamophobia didn't exist before this, but to say that right now it's such a big social issue. People are being discriminated socially, economically, and politically. Like, they aren't able to actively participate, and communities are being attacked. And this is something, and I think this is a great time for there to be, like, information sharing. Like, what is Islam? Mm-hmm. Who are Muslims? What is the religion about? And I think the misinformation, especially shown by the media, has been playing a huge part. And right now is just, right now we need to show allyship, and we need to come together as a community to support one another.
Absolutely. I think, again, we fear what we don't know, and we need to have a dialogue. We need to have opportunity for people to come together and have some of those fears allayed, because what they think is so just isn't so. And the more knowledge we have, knowledge is power, the more we are going to, I think, be able to address some of these fears and some of the misinformation that is floating around out there, and realize that at our root, I am from the Christian faith. The person sitting next to me is of the Muslim faith, but we are, as you folks say, people of the book, right? And we are certainly people that, at the end of the day, want the same kinds of things. My ancestors came to Canada because they wanted a better life for their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren. They wanted to come to a land of opportunity and have the freedom to worship as they chose, and to be fully participants in Canadian society. And I think I am very grateful to have so many friends of the Muslim faith, and I think that's what they want as well. They want to be able to worship as they see fit. They want to be able to express their faith openly in public without fear of recrimination. They want their kids to be able to go to school and not worry about what their classmates might be saying or thinking. They want to know that the school principal is not going to post things on Facebook that are Islamophobic. They want to know that they can go to work and have access to the same schooling opportunities and job opportunities, live in the same neighborhoods. They want full participation in the Canadian dream. And I think that's something that for many people, for me as a white heterosexual male born into the middle class, I haven't had the barriers put in front of me that many others have. And I think this is an attempt for us to bring more people in. And the more people that feel included, feel that their voices can be heard, the better we will be as a society.
That's excellent. So, in your efforts to combat Islamophobia, I understand that you have an event coming up next mm-hmm. week called the Regent Park Community Anti-Islamophobia Dialogue. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a bit more about that, where and when, and just like the content?
Love to. We are meeting Wednesday, a week tomorrow, which is, what's the date, the
16th.
So it's the 24th. It's June the 24th. At the CRC.
I believe it's May the 24th.
Or May the 24th. Yeah, it's not June. It's May the 24th. Thank you. Memory isn't what it used to be. May 24th at the CRC at 40 Oak Street, just like a block and a half from here. The event starts at 5:30, and it will go to around 8 o'clock. We're trying to keep it as close to that as we can. It may go over a few additional minutes, but we've got a great evening lined up. We're going to see some young Regent Park people doing some spoken word. We are going to hear from an Islamic faith leader. We are going to hear a little bit from the Toronto Police. We're going to hear about a video project, and I won't tell you any more about that, but certainly we're going to hear stories from people who have suffered from Islamophobia. And then a chance, one of the things I'm looking forward to the most is for people to sit in a circle and actually have a facilitated discussion with other people around how this experience has affected people and how we as a community can take steps to make this a safer and more inclusive community. It will always, it includes some wonderful food. That always helps to build community when we can eat together. And Tuzma has got an amazing project that I know she wants to share with you, and she's going to share a little bit of that with us at that event. But yeah, I should let her speak to that because it's just something that's very exciting.
So for the past year, I've been working on Islamophobia docuseries. So it's a 5-part series, and the goal of this project is called the Opening Minds Project. It's to combat and address the stigmas associated with Muslims or the Islamic faith. I have one on feminism and Islam. I also have one. I have a spoken word piece. The Diva Girls are also showing, which is another Regent Park focus project. Program is showcasing their spoken word as well. I have panel discussions, and I have storytelling from youth throughout the city of Toronto, speaking on Islam and speaking on their identity and how the barriers they faced. I also have a roundtable discussion where a lot of different faiths are speaking about Islam and Islamophobia and just showing, like, teaching us how to be allies and how is best to be an ally. I have a modest fashion. I had the opportunity to attend the International Modest Fashion Design Festival, which is held in Daniel Spectrum Building last year, August. And I have a bit of that as well. But the goal of the project is just to have open, the same as this event. It's to promote community, open faith dialogues, to address Islamophobia, and to speak about how to be an ally, how to support one another as well.
Okay, so that's great. Why don't we take a short break, and we'll continue talking to Tuzma about her docuseries and continue discussing anti-Islamophobia. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, I'm your host, Judy, for Catch the Flavor Youth Radio here on Radio Regent, and we're continuing our talk on anti-Islamophobia with guests Tuzma Suleiman and Kevin Moore. So, Tuzma, we were just ending off with your discussion of your docu-series. Can you just elaborate a bit more about that?
Yeah, so where were we? So it is a community media docu-series. So I've been in the Regent Park community as well as other communities in Toronto. And I had the opportunity to meet with a lot of different faith leaders to speak about Islamophobia and to speak about how to be an ally and why this is so important. Also, I just want to add that I am working in partnership with Regent Park Focus Youth Media Arts Center as well as the Inspire Foundation. I am a recipient of the Inspire Foundation Change Up Grant. And yeah, so I'm here. My goal with this project is to open my eyes and to break stigmas and to address the stigmas associated with Islam and being a Muslim. So a few of them are feminism and how like media portrays the common, how do I say this? Sorry, I'm a loss for words. The thought is, when you think of Muslim women, you think of oppressed, and you think of like terms such as oppressed. They don't have any rights. Like, these are the thoughts that come with it. And what I work to do is to have Muslim women speak on what it means to be a Muslim woman, and to speak on the feminism, because I don't think a lot of people know Islam and feminism has a lot of intersectionality. And I also am there to address share stories of traveling. There's some employment stories, there's some career stories, so there's a lot of storytelling, and there's also a spoken word aspect.
So you were mentioning that you met with different interfaith leaders. So that brings me to one of my questions for Kevin. As a man who practices Christian faith, why do you think it's important to be an ally to Muslims?
It's interesting. I'm older than anyone else I can see within eye distance. I was around when 9/11 happened, and I remember the immediate, very visceral response from people, and the fear and the unknowing. And I realized myself that I knew almost nothing as a Christian about Islam. I'd studied a little bit in school, but I really had no understanding of what the faith was all about. And I was angry about what happened, and I was upset, obviously, and, you know, I was despairing almost over this act of violence. But rather than, again, turning that into hatred and fear and all of those things, I decided it was time to learn. And so I did start to read up on Islam. I started to get a better understanding of what the faith was all about. I started to visit mosques and get to know Muslim people. In the last 12 years or so since I've been in downtown Toronto, and especially since I've been in Regent Park, I've had incredible opportunities to work alongside of many people of the Muslim faith. And what I continue to be struck with is how much we have in common. On Saturday, I was at the Muslim Welfare Center's main offices in Scarborough. They have this Project Ramadan where they pack 4,000 bags of food for families throughout the GTA and in Hamilton. And I was there with a group of people helping to pack some of these food bags. And it's just remarkable. Their faith tells them that they should feed the poor and feed the hungry and look after the poor and care for the less fortunate in our society. And that's the exact same thing that my faith teaches, and that we should be seeking peace, to be at peace with God, peace with Allah, peace with others. And there's so much that we hold in common. And I think that faith is a really important part of public life. I mean, many people seem to think that we should take it out of our discussion and take it out of public life. I say the exact opposite. I think we need to invite it in and invite people of faith to be full participants in what's going on in civil society. And so the more I've got to know people who are Muslims, the more I've got to count them as my friends and people that I care about and love very deeply, the more I've understood that we are sister and brother, and just incredible opportunities there to connect. And it's not just with Muslims, obviously. It's with Jewish people and Hindu people and Buddhist people and Sikh people. And Canada is this incredible, rich tapestry of different people and different cultures. Our First Nations people, I mean, we are all, whatever, if our ancestors weren't born on this land, we are all settlers. We've all come from somewhere else. And so understanding that and understanding how they have been suffering this kind of abuse ever since my ancestors arrived and even before they arrived. And so I think it's just incumbent upon me to say, look, we need to do better. We need to be involved in more dialogue, more discussion, more understanding, more visiting each other's places of worship and learning about each other's faiths. And I get into some interesting Facebook discussions and other things with some of my more conservative Christian friends, and they don't always like what I post, and they don't always like that I'm out on the edge, so to speak. But there's no place else I'd rather be, because that's where change happens, and that's where society gets transformed.
That's very beautiful. Thank you for that. So what do you hope that people, participants, get out of the event that's happening on May 24th?
Go ahead.
I hope there's information sharing, number one. I hope those of faith and those of the Islamic faith and those of who are do not follow the Islamic faith, I hope there's a better understanding of Islam and of what it means to be a Muslim. And I also hope there's relationships, because community building, and like, we are, as as Kevin said, we are brothers and sisters. Everyone on this earth are brothers and sisters. And for us to hurt one another and to watch each other get hurt hurts us. And once we build that community, I think change will come.
Yeah. Yeah. Science teaches that if we go back far enough, we probably all came from Africa, right? And our faith teaches much the same thing, that there was, we all come from a common ancestry. Faith tells stories, creation stories from different traditions and different faiths. Science has come to the same conclusion that we are all related. At this event, there will be an opportunity to sign on to a declaration of unity, which we have created. I won't take time to read it because I know we don't have that much time, but it will be a great opportunity for people to come and say, I want to be part of the solution and not part of the problem.
But people who come to events will get to read it. So we hope people will come to the event, which is on May 24th from 5:30 to 8 at CRC Ridden Park, which is on 40 Oak Street.
40 Oak Street, yep. Very easy to find.
Okay, great. And I just want to thank you to so much, Kevin Moore and Tisma Suleiman. Thank you so much for joining us here on Captain Flavor Radio.
Well, thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you for the opportunity.
It's been great to be with you, for sure.
And I hope the audience has learned something about Islamophobia and what it means to be an ally. Thank you so much for listening to us here on Catch the Flavor Youth Radio, right here on Radio Regent.